has been very, very difficult because they have already arrested and taken to court more than 25 people. And every time they arrest a person, they say, now we have got the culprit. But the matter has continued in spite of so many people being in jail. So we are still confused. I think that's why some Muslims are saying that they want the intervention of maybe FBI or Scotland Yard, you know, because they think our police has failed. Because the police seems to have reached their end of wits, because they have already arrested so many people since January. They have taken them to court. They have not yet been tried. But it would have been understood that, you see, if they already had the culprits in jail, the murders would have stopped. But in spite of these arrests to date, three clerics have been killed and there has been an attempt at another.
Some Muslim youth are calling on the government to step up the protection of Muslim clerics because they say the government has yet to do enough to protect Muslim clerics who are also citizens of the country.
The government gives general protection to every citizen. It becomes very hard to protect an individual. So I think what is needed is to find who hates these clerics and who wants them dead. If we discovered that one and found a solution to it, it's much cheaper than protecting these people, because how many of them will you protect? Because they claim that there is a list. It's true, some people have in that list, that alleged list, have been killed. But how do you know that people who are not on that list may also be a target? We don't know, because how authoritative is that list? So it's very hard to say that only the people who are on the list should be given protection. In my opinion, they need to find the culprits. They need to find who is behind this and require a lot of intelligence. Giving protection to individual sheikhs is not enough.
The murder or assassination of these clerics, some people are saying, is creating panic in the Muslim community because they are not sure who is next. Has there been an emergency attached to the investigation of this assassination of these clerics to bring these culprits to book?
Well, I think the police is trying its best. Really, I'm sure the head of police and even the whole of government is trying its best. But I think their best is not good enough. They need the assistance of other intelligence organizations, maybe FBI, I wouldn't rule it out. They have been better at this, MI5, Scotland Yard, and others. Of course, there is cooperation in East Africa now. As a community, there's a policy of cooperation and security. I'm sure they are using all those sorts of avenues to find a solution, but it is taking too long, and we are all worried, yes.